Chevra, the learning tonight continues to be for the Refuah Shleima, Binyamin Pinchas Ben Daphna, Shev Refuahs and Yeshuas Bekarov, Bez Hashem Yitzbarach. And it says we're coming upon Chanukah, it's a big time of Refuah, so anyone that you know that needs Refuah, so it's a big time of davening. The Gemara tells us that Refa'enu is the eighth bracha. It tells us that Shmini has a koyach of refuah, and we know Chanukah connects to the number eight. It's l'malah v'natav, is 8 days long, so there's a koyach of refuah to Chanukah in a very special way. Bez Hashem, all that need. B'tzoycha l'Yisrael shav refuah Yeshua's bekarov.
Amen.
I think Gematria Roife Melech Demon is Gematria Ladik Ner Chanukah. Okay, that's just throwing that out there. L'meisa, we're all looking forward, we're all excited. T'heile gelichte geyantav haba leinu l'toiva amata Shabbos Kodesh. The yantav of Chanukah. Especially in the choyref, in the dark, cold days. We so deeply need yantav. Feel so long since we have Yontav. But to really tap into Yontav, it's not enough just to show up Matzei Shabbos and light the licht. We have to do achanas. And hopefully all of us have been doing some achanas in our learning. Behalacha ube machshava. To prepare for the Yom Tovim. Because everything's tolo in these achanas, in the Hechsher Mitzvah. We really want to tap into the pnimius of the Yontav. We have to prepare for the Yontav and understand the Yontav as we're going to do tonight. Bez Hashem Yitzbarach. The Heilige Yisbach Yisrael of Alexander. So during Chanukah Licht, he wouldn't let anybody come in. It's a very kaddish de gezman. Mamish Bez Hashem Yitzbarach, Matzei Shabbos Kodesh. We're going to be involved in Avodah of Beis Hamikdash Mamish. All we have left, the remnants of the Beis HaMikdash, we're lighting the menorah to the avoid of the Beis HaMikdash. It was left over from the lighting of the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. Aaron and Kayin is told, Shalacha gadol mishalahem, your lighting of the menorah is greater than the Karbanos by the Nesiyim and Parshas. Baaloyscha, Parshas Naso, in the beginning of Baaloyscha, Rashi tells us. And the Ramban there explains, because you're going to have the menorah, it's going to be Lenetzach Netzachim, it's going to be forever. We're gonna have Chanukah every year, which tells us this is still part of the chelik of Mamish Avoida Beis Hamikdash. Realize what we're involved in, each and every one of us, when we light the menorah. I don't know how you don't go to the mikvah before they light the menorah. You're involved in Yoni Beis Hamikdash, Mamish Avoida Beis Hamikdash. No, not yet. Rav Yossi's not around. I have to figure it out. So Alexander Rebbe, Yisrael Chisrael, he wouldn't allow anyone to come in. It was a very kaddish to Guzman with him and the Eibishter. You know how all the stories goes by the Rebbe. There's always that one mechutz of chassid who has azas to kedusha, hiding under the bed, hiding under the chair. You know how it goes. So one chassid hid somewhere in the room. He wanted to see the licht. He wanted to see what the Rebbe does, what goes on. And he's watching the hachonas of the Rebbe, setting up the candles and just the tefillahs prior to the licht. They're very beautiful tefillahs you should find, not just to go into the lighting, to prepare for the lighting. In the machshavas, you could see, and the imamish was like, there was already a fire in the room. The room was on, the Rebbe was on fire. It was brighter than any candle. They were incredible. He felt it. He was awe-inspired. And the bracha was mamish, a bracha was kavana, like mamish, every word. But then when it was time to actually do the lighting, and actually mekayim the mitzvah, he was very relaxed, very chilled, very normal, not so excited, not with such craziest lavas, performing the mitzvah, focused on the mitzvah. A little surprised by that, and okay. The Rebbe never saw him, so he thought. Next day of Chanukah, whatever it was, and the Rebbe walks over to this chassid. And the Rebbe says, I want you to know, when you perform a mitzvah, you have the ability to put hislavus and passion, to put kavanah, put machshava into the hachana for the mitzvah. But when you're performing the mitzvah itself, all of the koichas of the mitzvah itself, at the moment of performing, that's all siyat d'shamayah from the Eibishter. Kilo is like the Gemara Megillah, you got the matzasi time, and you put in all the effort, but then it's a metziah, then it's all up to the Rabbanu Shlomo in the end. And obviously he was giving and telling the chassid exactly what he saw the night before. That we could put in, our avodah is to put in all the hachana, all the preparation. The moment of the mitzvah is dependent on that preparation, where you're going to be, and that's the Eibishter, that's the siyat d'shamayah. So it's so important, we're here together. This is part of the hachana of our Chanukah licht, of our Heilige Yontif, to prepare and learn about the Heilige Yontif. You know, when you talk about Chanukah, there are basically three questions that every Torah of Chanukah has to answer at least one of them, and if it's a good Torah of Chanukah, you should answer all three. First and foremost, you can't give Torah if it doesn't somehow answer the Beis Yosef's Kasha. Of why we have 8 days of Chanukah, not 7 days of Chanukah. If you didn't explain how it answers the Beis Yosef's question, it definitely did, or it wasn't Torah's Chanukah. That's first, the Beis Yosef's Kasha. And the second question you have when it comes to Chanukah is, why are we celebrating the Pach Shemen, which is an insignificant miracle, when obviously the Iker miracle, the Iker Yeshua, was the Vanim being destroyed by the Chashmonaim, was winning the war. Why such a focus on the oil? And the third question of Chanukah, and the question I want to talk about tonight, is the famous question, you all know it, but why did we need the oil at all? As we know, Tuma Hutra B'tzibor, we all know there's no chidushim in the question. We all know that everybody was Tomei at the time, and they only had Tomei oil. They could have used Tomei oil. There was no need to have pure oil. So why even need this miracle at all? I mean, that's a question I want to focus on. B'stama, the Torah will answer the other questions as well. But we have to understand tonight, why do we need Kaddish Dik Torah Dik oil? So I want to start by learning together the Heilige Bach. Because I know we've all heard the Bach and seen the Bach quoted, but I don't know how many of us ever learned the Bach. Because when you look inside the Bach, when you look inside the Bach, you see a soides of Chanukah that maybe we never were in tune to and sensitive to prior. So the Bach is here. It's on the right side of the page. It's cut off a little. Starts off, V'ika le'medach. Right in the middle of the Bach. Last word on the line, V'ika. V'ika le'medach. We have to analyze. Higuv akasha. The famous question, Lama lo kavum le'mishtal simcha kamo b'parim. Right? We know the Mishnah Berurah already brings this down. So that's why we know it, even if we don't learn in the Shulchan Aruch itself, in the Bach itself. Why is it that by Purim, we always have to talk about Purim? Pes Hashem is Baruch. Why is it by Purim, there's no, by Chanukah, there's no Suda, there's no Mishnah V'Simcha like there is by Purim? So everybody outside, I know you guys are thinking, I know this Bach already, we all know the answer. And what will we say? Because Purim is all physical Gula, right? Purim is a physical geula, as Haman wanted to physically kill us, we celebrate physically. And Chanukah was a spiritual geula, because Yevanim only wanted to Hellenize us, they want to physically destroy us, so we celebrate L'Hoydiz L'Halo in a spiritual way. I know that's what you're all thinking. And Emes is obviously the Bach goes there. But the Bach has so much more. Listen how, let's read together, look inside, how the Bach explains. V'nir it seems, the Purim Iker Akzeira Haisa, Lefi Shenenu Misudasa Shosa Rasha. So first of all, the whole entire Akzeira of Purim was because the Yidin went to the Suda of Achashverosh. They ate and drank at the Suda of Achashverosh, which was a Suda celebrating destruction of Beis HaMikdash based on his cheshbon that there was not going to be another Beis HaMikdash, that the 70 years were up, showing off the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. And they went to that Suda, they partook in a physical Suda. There was a Bizayon to the Rabbanu Shlomo, first and foremost, before we get it to the physical Gzeira, the Avera was a physical Avera. Beguf, they partook in that Suda. Val Kain, therefore, because they partook in that Suda, Nigzer aleim laharug la'abed as a gufim. The gzeir was destroy their guf. Shenenu me'achila v'shtiyah shal iser v'simcha v'mishda shal iser. Because they benefited from eating and drinking and enjoying physically in an usher way. And therefore they got the gzeira, the physical gzeira. And therefore going on, ukisha asu tshuva, the last small line, where the very end of tuf resh ayin, simen tuf resh ayin norachayim, ukisha asu tshuva, ayin nafshosam. Inu nafshosam, I'm sorry. When they did tshuva, what did they do? They went in a state of a hinoy. A little pain and a little suffering to their body. What did they fasted? Kamosha Amra, Esther, Leich Kanosis Kol Yehudim, Val Toichel, Val Tishdu, Shloshes Yomim. They fasted for 3 days. So what was their tshuva? A physical tshuva. They physically fasted. Their Avera was a physical Avera. The Gzera was a physical Gzera. The tshuva was a physical tshuva. Leficha Kavim Lemishtav Yom Tov, Lezecher Ikra Anes. Therefore, of course, Purim Bez Hashem, we should all be together in Yerushalayim HaKodesh. If you're not, if we're not Zoichet, Mishnah Sakenu, we'll be together. Everyone's invited here. And we can have, we have our new special Purim room if people didn't see the Purim room. Because if we have Purim in this room, I hope you guys have a bedroom by your house for me. I'm Maven Yavin. Or I did tell the buyers of our old house that it could be we'll be back there for Purim. We'll see. We'll see. Right? I said to definitely people are just going to show up, so you can do what you want with them. But so that's Purim. That's Purim. Let's go on. Aval b'Chanukah, on Chanukah, Iker Hagzera Haisa. Listen what they, listen to these words, because these are the Iker words I want to focus on. Why the Gzera of Chanukah happened? Anyone think about this before? We all know what the Gzera was. We know what the Yevanim did to us to try to Hellenize us and secularize us, similar to America today in a certain sense. But why did it happen? We know what, we saw why Purim happened. Now why did Chanukah happen? Listen to the words of the Bach. Iker Agzeru Haisla Al Shisrashlu Ba'avoida. That Bnei Yisrael was weak in their Avodas Hashem. They were lazy in their Avodas Hashem. They weren't serving Hashem B'Hislavus with passion, with excitement, with bren. Hisrashlu, the lazy, dull avoda. It wasn't that they weren't serving, by the way. It doesn't say that we weren't serving Hashem. We were davening, we were learning, we were bringing karbanos. But hisrashlu means we were weak in it. We were lazy. It was rote, it was mechanical. There was a lacking of our ruchnis. Valkein hoysa gzera levatl me'am avoda. And therefore the gzera was get rid of the avoda. We don't deserve that avoda. We don't deserve the ruchnis. If we're going to do it in such a way, that's not what Hashem wants from us. Rachmana liba boya. Rachmana wants our heart. Rabban Shem wants our hearts. Kedetani bebraisa shegazer leim ozer reshel levatel atomid. We shouldn't bring the korban tomid. Varam la mitzvah achas yis biyadam im atam etatlon atam biyadam kvar im avudim veize zeh adlokas menoira. You know, we shouldn't be involved in the adlokas menoira. Shekatzabal Alas Ner Tamar calls him Shmuliganos Tamar Heim Omdim Omdu V'Timu as Kol Hashmanim, because the menorah represents the Shechina by us. They went to Metame all the oils. And Ukashechazur B'Tshuva, what was the Tshuva? So again, the Avera was they were weak in Eves Jam. The Gzeira is Beruchni, as we don't deserve Ruchni, we don't deserve the mitzvos. So what's the Tshuva? Lim Sur Nav Shema Avoida. They were Moshe Nefesh, the Chashmonaim sacrificed their lives. They with passion went to serve Hashem. Hoshiyim Hashem al Yidei HaKohanim. Hashem saved us through the Kohanim. Oyivdei HaAvod Beis Hashem. The Kohanim were the zealous Kohanim, full of slavos, full of passion. Al Kein Nasa Neis, Gam Kein, B'Neiros Tachas Asher Iru Nafsham, L'mavaz Akim HaAvoda, L'fich L'kavon Elohel Elohidah Shiavoda Shebelev. And therefore, what's the way, ultimately, that we go, we light candles, which represents our Mesiris Nefesh, our Slavas, and the whole entire Yontem we celebrate not through Mishta B'Simcha, but Lahodas L'Halal B'Ruchnias, because the Tshuva was Ruchnias, the Pagam was B'Ruchnias, Yisrash L'Ba'Avoida, and the Gzeiro was B'Ruchnias. Chevri, you hear? You hear that the issue and what brought about the Gullus of Yavon was hisrashlu ba'avoida, and there was a weakness in avoidas Hashem, and that's why the Yevanim hit us specifically there. The Gemara in Tainus, Chaf Chesam and Aleph says the Yevanim went, and they also wanted mivata that we shouldn't bring the wood for the mizbeach and bikurim. And the Marasha over here explains why those two things. Why those two things? Because Beis Dvar Me'elu, these two things, Hayumaviyim besimcha, they represent simcha. They were brought besimcha. The Yevanim says, it's okay maybe to serve Hashem, but not besimcha, not with this lavas. You don't deserve to, because we're slashlu ba'avoda. We're weak in this. So chevron we see from here, what's the pnimius of Chanukah? What's our avoda of Chanukah? The avoda of Chanukah is not just do mitzvahs, learn Torah, daven. It's creating his slavas for avoda Hashem. It's rectifying what was done wrong, what brought galus to Yavan. Having passion, having excitement. Not just stop doing, but doing with our whole heart, with our whole soul. So of course, then we're going to light menorah, it's going to be betumah. Father, you can be mekayim the mitzvah that way, because tumah hutra betzibur. But now we understand it has to be betahara, it has to be bekdusha. Because it has to be in the best of ways. We want to serve Hashem mahadrin mina mahadrin. We want to serve Hashem with all our heart and all our soul. And that's the avodah of Chanukah. Besimcha, our mitzvah should be besimcha. When we're learning, it should be besimcha. When was the last time we were learning, we wanted to get up and tanz? I'm not saying we did it, but when was the last time we wanted to, at least? Because we're besimcha when we're learning. And it doesn't have to be, I don't just mean by that, I didn't mean because you came up with some unbelievable chiddush, or you saw some Torah that was so exciting. Even on a regular day, it's just, I have the schus to learn Torah with Hashem. I have the schus to daven to talk to Hashem. I have the schus to put on a pair of scissors. When we put on a pair of scissors, there is a schus to be a yid, geschmack to be a yid, and the slavas I'm putting on my scissors, that I'm surrounded by mitzvahs. That's what Chanukah is for, is slavas and avodas Hashem. I saw a story brought down that one time the Kedusha Slevi walked into a base manager, the Heilige Bar Tichver. So also young in Elena. And you saw a bunch of the Hasidim were sitting around just talking. What were they talking about? He walked over, what are you talking about? So they said, they're talking about, maybe some of you heard, a very famous family, there are a bunch of different ones, I'm not sure which one this is talking about Count Patutsky. Patutsky. Have you heard of Count Patutsky? I'll tell you, one of them you probably did hear about. I don't know if this is the same one in the story, I'm not sure, but one of the Count Patutsky, or Roman Catholics, leaders in the towns over there, one of them became Avram ben Avram, the famous Ger Tzedek. It's a whole famous story of the Avram ben Avram, the famous Ger Tzedek, who Mamish was killed al Kiddush Hashem, because he went Keneged, went not just he became a Ger, but he went against the Roman Catholic Church, and they Mamish killed him. And there's a whole crazy story that the Vilna Goyen, the Gra, sent him a message, or came to him in the jail, and said that he could save him through Kabbalah. He could save him through Kabbalah. We know the Vilna Goyen was the biggest of Rebbes, by the way, with all the... He said, I could save you from Kabbalah, and the Avram ben Avram, the Ger Tzedek, didn't want him to, because he wanted to die at Kiddush Hashem, to be Mekayim B'chol Nafshecha. In fact, I was looking recently, I don't know how many Chaver got, I think they came into America this week already, if you don't have them yet. So they're coming in Tuesday,
they're here.
The new print of the Mishnah Berurahs, from Nevinzel's Mishnah Berurahs, and the second Torah he has, on the first page, Siman Aleph Sif Aleph, he brings down from his Rebbe, from Shlomo Zalman, that Shlomo Zalman heard in the name of the Gra, that from the time the Ger Tzedek Avram ben Avram Agraf Patutsky, who we're going to tell the story about, or a relative of his, I don't think it's the same one, the one I'm going to tell about, from the time he was died out Kedesh Hashem, Batla HaRuach Ra Al Yadayim, there's no more Ruach Ra, but then he explains the only things that the Zohar says is Ruach Ra, not the things that the Gemara says is Ruach Ra, that still applies. Basically, but he says, lahalacha, you don't have to be makbid, lahalacha, b'zman hazeh, you don't have to be makbid not to walk dal amos in the morning before you wash until zayim. Vadi, you still have to wash until zayim. And vadi, you still have to make a bracha until zayim, but you don't have to be makbid that you should be right next to your bed anymore once the ger tzedek passed away. Paul l'ruach ra from the world. It was such kiddush Hashem. Whatever that means exactly, but I'm reading you from here. Anyway, so they were talking about Count Petutsky. What were they talking about? They were talking about how he was known, this one, I don't believe it's the same one, this one was known as the tremendous Baal Taiva. Like crazy Baal Taiva. Always just being involved in physical Taivas, the greatest of physical Taivas. To the extent that one time they say he had a Taiva in the middle of the summer to what? To play in the snow. So he had his servants go and put out, make piles and mounds of sugar. Mamish, like it was a snowstorm, and he could play in, it was Kilu, he was playing in the snow. That's what they said about him. They're talking about what Taiva, what Hano he had from this world, a Yid can't live such a life, Chas v'Shalom, even those who have so much room to grow. But the experience they're telling the Rebbe that this man experienced every pleasure in the world. So Rav Levi Yitzchak, the Berditcher, looks at them. And he just has one line back. He says, Tell me something. Did he ever experience what it is to light the Chanukah licht? And he walked away. The Hano of a mitzvah, and specifically this mitzvah, which is all about and supposed to be the essence of Hislavus, to be mitaken the Hisrashlu b'avodah. That's our avodah in Chanukah, full of passion. Maybe that's why specifically here. I don't know if there's anywhere else in all of the Rambam that he said such a lashon. Listen to this Rambam. The Rambam Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Beis. I don't know if by any other mitzvah, tell me, Chevra, maybe you know better than me. He says such a lashon. Mitzvah's Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah Ner Chanukah, mitzvah chaviva hi ad ma'od. I don't know if the Rambam says that anywhere else. It's a mitzvah that's tremendously beloved to Hashem. V'tzarech adam lizarba. And you have to be very careful about it. Chaviva hi ma'od. Why would that be? Because it's full of tremendous passion. And Rachman aliba boy. And it's obviously not just to be left here. That's the beginning of an extra level of avodas Hashem, it's lavas. This is why as well we have the connection to the karbanos of the Nesiim. What do we lay in on Chanukah? It's very strange what we lay in on Chanukah. We lay in the karbanos of the Nesiim by the Chanukas HaMishkan. Now, why do we do that? It's like the whole cheshbon is a very strange cheshbon. Because we know on Chafei Kislev, the Mishkan was finished being built. Right? That's why some have, the Ramo brings down, since mitzvah, have ksas suda for that reason. Even though there's no mitzvah of suda for Chanukah, like we just explained from the Bach. Chanukah, the Mishkan was finished. But did they start using the Mishkan yet? No. When did they start using the Mishkan? Nisan. Right, so I'm having minog and shul Rosh Chodesh, starting Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the first to read the karbanos of the Nesiim, not necessarily from the Torah, because that's when they were brought. Yeah, we're reading those karbanos now that didn't even happen now because Lamaiso, we have. What are we going to read on Chanukah? There's nothing in Chanukah and Tanakh, but still, it's a little bit strange cheshbon. Maybe we could say b'derech drush. The Ramban explains by the karbanos of the Nesiim, which obviously, by the way, is Parshas Noso right before the mitzvah of the menorah. There's a juxtaposition, a connection. But what do we find? Every single korban of the Nesiim was exactly the same. Bichitzonius. Everyone's exactly the same. We all know it. We know about it. Korban, we don't know it. It's exactly the same. It's so easy. And the Torah records everyone. It could have just said, list all the Nesiim and say they all brought this korban. So the Ramban explains, they all brought the same karban, b'chitzoinius. But the panemius was a different panemius, the kavanos, the slavos, for every nasi was different. And thus is a different karban. It's not the same karban.
And we have to believe, and therefore connecting to the menorah, which we're saying the whole mitzvah is hislavus and passion, to realize when we have passion and intent and kavanah in our mitzvahs, it's not the same anymore. It's a different mitzvah. That's what it was as well. You see, the Rashi points out by the menorah, Parashas Baloyischa at the beginning, so Aaron is giving the mitzvah of the menorah, and the pasuk says Vayas Kein Aaron, right? Vayas Kein Aaron. What does Rashi there say famously? Vayas Kein Aaron, the beginning of Baloyischa. He did it. He performed the mitzvah. Lahagid Shvacha, to praise Aaron, Shal Aaron, Shalosh Shina. He didn't change what was told him to do. Shkoyach, such a shevach. Rabbi Nishlom says, go and perform this mitzvah to Aaron HaKayin, and he didn't change it. He did exactly what was told. This is a shevach? Well, no, I thought we're supposed to change it. So I wake up in the morning and I put on my tefillin, and you know, I haven't yet colored them yellow. Shevach Taryakon, Shaloshina. He didn't change the mitzvah. What do you mean? So comes the Sfasemis, the Gerebbe, and the Gerebbe says, Shaloshina, it's not just a physical act. The first time you do something, you're so excited about it. It's full of slavas, it's full of chashivas. Remember the first time we put on tefillin? Remember that first day you put on tefillin? Remember how that first time you said the whole L'shem Yichud, Mamish, every single word? And you prepared, and you were excited, and you put them on slowly, and you said the bracha like you... Imagine if like that first time we put on tefillin, some of us, I don't know if you put on tefillin for the first time by the Kaisel, by a tzaddik, or in your yeshiva, and gave out bagels afterwards, whatever it might be, but there was excitement in the air. It was exciting, it was incredible. I remember a couple summers ago, going with my son, for the first time he put on tefillin, Hatzadik, Hagoyin, Rav Neventhal put on his tefillin for the first time, and then we walked down to the Kaisel. For me, it was incredible. Imagine if Shaloshina, that his slavas, that his chachos, every single day, the praise of Aaron, the Yaskin Aaron, Shaloshina, means the not the bechitzoinius, the mitzvah, the pnimius. The passion was there always. And where are we learning from? Again, from the menorah. Where does the menorah even come from? Pointed out by Yitzchak Werker, the Heiligen Tzaddik. He says, where's the whole mitzvah come from? Because Aaron was all upset that the Nasi didn't bring karbanos from Shevet Levi. Chol Shadaito, he had his slavos to perform the mitzvah. Take the menorah. It's all about our passion. And that's what the whole avodah of this yontiv is, as we see from the Bach. Because that's what brought the downfall of the Golus Yovan. It's what's horrible, to be metaki in that. Through his slavos and our avodah Hashem. We have to understand a mitzvah b'slavas and proper kavanah is not the same as a regular mitzvah. Sfasemis says as well, in his Torah on Chanukah. Why is it, you know? By all mitzvahs, you have a concept of zekei livaveyu, to try to be mahudr, try to be mahudr by the mitzvah. But usually mahudr means you beautify the mitzvah, but it's the same mitzvah. So comes along, what, for example, comes along Sukkot, and we try to find the most beautiful esrog we can find, the Mahudr, but it's still an esrog, it's not a different thing. Matzah, you try to have nice chumras, that is baked, you know, by tzaddikim, and done in a way, and even is the shmura matzah, mishas, I don't know, the initial chvesnisht, whatever you could even, maybe you could figure out a way that the initial seeds that were planted or even shown out of chesnish, whatever it might be, right? But ultimately, it's the same matzah. It looks the same. Hollow. Comes along.
Hollow.
The hollow of the matzah, correct? Yeah. But it's the same matzah. Comes along what? You have to come with me, this is a kabbalt. Comes along mitzvah's ner Chanukah, and the whole matbeah of the mitzvah, the whole entire mitzvah by the Mahadran is changed. It's like a whole different mitzvah, how you perform it. So the Ikar mitzvah is just one candle each night. Mahadran, suddenly, we'll just go with the Ashkenaz way, not the Sephardi, right? Suddenly, one person's not lighting one candle every night, but one person's adding a candle every night. Mahadran, everyone in the family is joining in and doing it. It's like the whole entire mitzvah changes. Comes Sfas Emes and he explains that the whole essence of Chanukah is to teach us when you have Islavas in the mitzvah, it's a different mitzvah. The Mahadrin, the beautification of mitzvah, that's the Islavas. When you're passionate, you want to put full of Islavas, full of passion. So the whole mitzvah changes. And we have to believe this. And the avodah is not just by Ner, yeah, we're very excited for our Neris Chanukah to have Kavonah, Islavas, but it should be a lingering taste for our learning, for our davening, for all of our mitzvahs. But now let's ask a question. And listen with our hearts, Chevra. And talk about a sensitive topic for a few minutes. That usually wait for Shaivim time for this, but it's becoming, it's incumbent upon us to talk about this. I saw in the Shemesh Shmuel, Heilige Shemesh Shmuel, Parshas Miketz, he wants to know, where did the Hisrashlu Avodah come from? This weakening of Avodah, the lacking of excitement and passion for the mitzvahs during the middle of the Bayis Sheni, where did it come from? He quotes a Zohar in Pikudei. I couldn't read you, I didn't bring the Zohar because he didn't say the exact place and I didn't have the time to go through the whole Pikudei Zohar. So I apologize. But I trust the Shemesh Shmuel. And he says, he quoted it, I've read it. He says as follows, that the Hisrashlu Ba'avodah came because there was a pagam in Kedushas HaBris. There was a pagam in Kedushas HaBris. The Yidden were giving in to Taiva and Kedushas HaBris, whatever that means exactly, in what ways, Amev and Yavin, we all could understand. And we all understand something else. The Zohar goes on to explain, because when you're Shomer HaBris, when you don't give in to Taiva, and you have Kedushas HaBris, the Zohar says, you're chai, you're alive. When you give in pagama bris, when you give in, then we look at things we're not supposed to look at, and we end up bringing ourselves to do things we're not supposed to be doing with our bris mila. It creates then, as we all know, a laziness. We're dull. And we know this, you can read articles in the secular world around this. You don't, mamish, that's what happens when we're involved in these activities. It creates a tremendous atzlus, a tremendous laziness in who we are. We're not productive. We're not pushing ourselves. The Hisrashlu Ba'avodah was specifically because Begam Kedushas HaBris. And that's why you see as well, the Yevanim were involved in these, when they wanted to bring our downfall, what were they involved in? Boil Lahag Montchila. Boil Lahag Montchila, they made that every Jewish beautiful Basula had to go and have relations with the Goyish general. Pagama Bris, in this area, in Taiva. What were one of the things they were geyser on? Bris Mila! Specifically Bris Mila, they're geyser. They don't want Kedushas HaBris. What else were they geyser on? What are the three famous Chodesh? What is Chodesh about? Rish Chodesh is Hischatshus. Rish Chodesh is freshness and excitement. Shabbos is weekly Hischatshus. Shabbos is weekly Hischatshus and excitement. Chodesh, Shabbos, and Mila. So our avodah is to put it in slavas, but realize one of the avodahs is for sure to work on Kedushas HaBris, and that will build his slavas in all of our avodahs Hashem. And that's why it's the yantav of Yosef HaTzadik. What did they say? Kisvu lechem al keren shor she'en lechachela b'lka Yisrael, right? The Yevanim wanted to write specifically on what? On the horn of a shore that we don't have a connection to God. Who's the shore? Yosef HaTzadik. We see in Parashas. No, at the end of the Torah, it says Bechor Shoro, right? By the brachos, by Zos HaBracha. Bechor Shoro refers to Yosef HaTzadik. Because he said specifically there, Keneged Yosef HaTzadik. That's why Yosef is what? Yosef is a Kedusha Keneged Taiva. Yosef is the one who says, I could be strong in the face of Taiva. We all have the Taiva. That's natural, that's normal. But he defeated it. Eishes Batifa is jumping at him and he runs away. Vayotze Achutza. And that's why Yosef is Gematria 156, exactly Gematria Melech Yavan. And it's as well exactly Gematria Antiochus. Because Yosef could defeat Melech Yavan and defeat Antiochus. Yosef has a koyach keneged these taivas. And we have to tap into that and realize it's not vada because of this area we need to be strong in. But that will ensure that we build our hislavas in all of Avodas Hashem. Our Shmir Senayim, that's why it is. We have the Neros and we just stare at the Neros. Our Neros are all called Shem Einon and Rosh Hashanah Shtamish Bam. They're holy candles. We don't have rishus to use them. El lerosim bavad. But we should stare at them. Why are you staring at them? For what? You're not using them. You're not benefiting. You can't learn by them. Why are you staring at them? To bring kapara, to burn out any taiva from our eyes. Shmir senayim. We need tahara. And realize, because if not, we're not going to have a slavus in our avodas Hashem. Vada in itself is such a downfall and destroying and so destructive. But it's the recipe of disaster in the slavus of passion in our avodas Hashem, passion in our learning, passion in our davening. When we're involved in those taivas, it's impossible. It's gone. The Zohar says it explicitly. That's what happened by Bayashani, which brought Melech Yavan upon us. Besides, for those who are involved in these activities, all you're doing right now is mamish destroying your marriage already, right now, today. So you allow yourself, a person allows himself to chas v'shom lo'aleinu to look at pornography, allows himself chas v'shom lo'aleinu to be involved in shechavzer al-atola, allows himself. So what are you doing now? You're destroying your marriage already because you're building expectations in your wife which are impossible. You're building connections and addictions to things which are so difficult to move away from. So right now, for the few moments of pleasure, you're destroying your marriage. That's what a person's doing, destroying their marriage. And destroying their life. And creating a lack of productivity, a lack of... Forget about all these surim. In life, it's just, it's the most destructive it's going to be. And it's rashlu ba'avoyda, and Hashem is rashlu ba'avoyda, and all avoyda. I'm weak and I'm lazy in every area. So I have to be strong. I have to be moisur nefesh, as the Bach says. I have to be full of islavus in my avoyda, Hashem. That's the avoyda of Chanukah. I want to end with a story. It's a story I've shared many times. It's my favorite Chanukah story. There are a lot of beautiful Chanukah stories. But this one's my favorite one, and I think about it all the time. And I know, I'm sure many of you, if not all of you, have heard it from me already. And not just from me, it's a famous story. It's not a story. It's a personal story. It's not a it's a very famous story. But in a sense, it's everything we're talking about. So it was a Holocaust in Bergen-Belsen. And in one of the barracks was Rabbi Yisrael Spira. The Heilige Blujah Rebbe, that's all. And the Blujah Rebbe deeply wanted to be Mekayim, Neres Chanukah, and light the Chanukah licht. And somehow, miraculously, he was able to get, maybe it was a little potato that they carved out, and a little tar that they would use as oil. And one of the Hasidim took out his shoelace to use as a wick. And they were able to secure one. They were going to light one candle. First night of Chanukah. And how excited he was. And they waited till very, very late at night. So the Nazis already were not so much around. And all the Yidden and the Parak got together. Imagine what it was. We can't even imagine in a million lifetimes what it was. And the Heilige Tzaddik, he goes and he starts and he makes the bracha. Baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvos V'tzivanu L'hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. And then he makes the bracha. Baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam She'asa Nisim L'avaseinu B'yamim Ahim Bazman Hazeh. And then he pauses. And he looks around. He looks around the room. And he looks into the eyes of the Yidden he's with. And he looks them back at the menorah, at the one candle, called a menorah. And he says, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shechiyanu, V'kimanu, V'giyanu, Azman Hazeh. And he lights the menorah. And that guy, at that moment, right after he lights, one of the Yidden from the back, that he was very close to, but a little more of a liberal Jew, they used to argue all the time, he screams out, Rabbi! I get it that you want to perform the mitzvah, and I understand your connection to Torah. And I understand the sacrifice for this mitzvah. And to make bracha l'hadlik ner shel Chanukah, make bracha shas nisim. But how could you make such a bracha? Shechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu l'zman hazeh. Think about the words. How could you make a bracha? Thank you Hashem that I'm living and I'm enjoying basically this moment that I've reached this time. Look at us, we're mere skeletons of human beings, we have no food, we've lost our whole family, none of us, our whole families have been killed or burnt up into the sky. We have nothing to, but nothing. Shechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu l'zman hazeh, thank you God. How can you make such a bracha? the Heilig Blush of a Rebbe looks at this yid. He says, "My dear friend, I want you to know that when I was lighting the menorah and I made the first two brachas, I too had the same question you just asked. And I wasn't sure if I should make a Shachianu. And I turned around, but I looked into the eyes of the Yidden. And I saw the passion. I saw the sacrifice in them. I saw the chavivas, the love to perform this mitzvah against all odds, knowing that if a Nazi walked in at any moment, we'd all be killed on the spot. And I turned back to Menorah. I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you, Shachianu v'kiyumanu v'yiyanu l'zman hazeh. Thank you for me to be allowed to be part of this moment in time. To see the self-sacrifice, the mysterious nefesh, the slavas of Yidden in the darkest of hours. Shachianu v'kiyumanu v'yiyanu l'zman hazeh. Each and every one of us, we should never know from such sorrows and such need to serve Hashem in that way. But as we're learning here tonight from the Heilig Bach, the Avodah of Chanukah is to reconnect to His lavas in our Avodah Hashem, to passion, to heart, to simcha, to chavivas, not to perform mitzvahs out of rote and mechanically. But let's try to put our whole heart and soul into all our mitzvahs, vadin tatlokas neros, but in all the mitzvahs. And if we do that, Bezah Hashem is baruch will be zoicha, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will see that we're lighting the menorah b'slavas and performing our mitzvahs lavas. He said, I want to give you back the Beis HaMikdash where you could light the menorah, b'kdusha v'tara, with binyan Beis HaMikdash, with shiach zikenu, b'mheira b'yameinu.
Amen. Amen. Amen.